English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RFE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you. Diplomatic Forum, The Fashion, Indonesian Wonder, Kisarani, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia. Medical teams are on 24-hour standby at various strategic locations, including flight clusters, sectoral areas, Indonesian Hajj health clinics, and health posts. Regarding the removal of 1.4 million hectares of protected areas, which could exacerbate the risk of flooding. Speaking during a working meeting with Commission 12 of the House of Representatives on Wednesday, Minister of Environment Hamid Faisal said that his side conducted an evaluation after recent flooding in Greater Jakarta, whose drainage basins originate in West Java. That's the news.
Thank you.
is quite unique, quite a bit, or binge cake. It is called so as the cooked cake from a pan is taken out with cake tongs by the trader, so it is like binge. The ingredients of the cake are quite simple. This cake is sweet and delicious. It's really nice to eat with a cup of tea or coffee. It has various shapes. It is small and funny that everybody likes it. However, generally, kreutzerbit is round. On the top of it, there are usually sprinkles to make it more beautiful and delicious. Kreutzerbit is a quite popular snack in Jakarta, and this cake is also found in various parts of the city. However, usually kreutzerbit is sold in school areas and traditional markets. It is quite cheap. It costs about 1,000 rupees per piece. It depends on the topping. Kreutzerbit with cheese is usually more expensive than kreutzerbit with sprinkles. You can also order cooked or half-cooked kreutzerbit, but have delicious taste. Voice of Indonesia. Relation between Indonesia and Australia. Prime Minister of Australia, Anthony Albanese, arrived in Jakarta, and his coming to Indonesia marks the start of official visit to meet President Prabowo Subianto. After arriving at the air base of Halim Perdana Kusuma, Jakarta, Prime Minister Albanese was welcomed by the honor guard of the TNI personnel, and also his coming also welcomed by Coordinating Minister of Economy Erlangga Hartarto, and also Foreign Minister Sugiono, as well as Ambassador of Indonesia to Australia Siswo Pramono. And in this case, Prime Minister Albanese, along with his delegation, continue to see and to meet directly with President Prabowo Subianto at the Merdeka Palace in Jakarta today. And based on the information we have got from president.ri.go.id, there are some related points of the discussion that will be held by Prime Minister Dalam Bicin by Bicin Prime Minister Antonio Albanese and Prabowo Subianto. The Deputy Protocol of Affairs, Press and Media of the Presidential Secretariat, Yusuf Permana, stated that the visit of friends, the strategic relations between Indonesia and Australia in Indo-Pacific region. He said not only that, the meeting between Prabowo Subianto and Albanese is expected to strengthen the relations of two countries between Indonesia and Australia, which is expected to achieve the comprehensive and strategic partnership of both countries.
Traditional food can be found in modern department stores in big cities too. It proves that Indonesian traditional food can compete with
social media TikTok in March 2024. It tells the story of a child who wants to ask for money to buy an internet quota. But his father, mother, brother, or sister doesn't want to give it to him. Well, it's there. Let's enjoy the traditional song from Moscheva entitled Hayan Jajan by Maheza. Enjoy!
Forest have an important role and are very beneficial for the people around the coast and land.
Megaphorus can even become a subtitle for the mainland from the plan of the tsunami. As stated by Wayan Konantara, head of the Segara Kuna Global Tribe Joint Business Group, Murah Rai Bali.
Kalau fungsi daripada mangrove ini, setahu saya,
as far as I know, the function of this mangrove, the plan is that in 2004, when there was a tsunami that hit Indonesia, especially Aceh, of course the impact also reached here. Coincidentally, at that time, when I am Tennessee, in the Pahulang area, Murah Rai. At that time, it was receding about 70, the water high tide. The water was also heavy. That's the real evidence that I saw. At that time, the water was as high as a mile piece in this narrow area. But it did not penetrate the mainland. It was about 4 meters high. We were also surprised at that time. Alhamdulillah, thanks, we confessed to God that the disaster did not endanger the people on the mainland, especially in Bali at that time. Therefore, we see, that's why the function of the mangrove forest is, as a food and guard and coastline in the island that we have. Evidence of the benefits of mangroves as the fortress to protect land from tsunamis is also conveyed by IU, a researcher at the National Research and Innovation Agency, BREEAM. Exactly. When tsunami in Palu, for example, we got very clear information that there was no flood in Donggala district, there were absolutely no casualties, and the damage was minimal, because the impact of the tsunami was small due to the thick mangrove safety belt there. So that's one clear proof of how this mangrove has the ability to reduce risk, reduce losses, and also reduce casualties. The existence of mangrove forests is not only as coastal protection belt from waves and seepage, but also has economic benefits. Mangrove forest is a habitat for various types of mangrove trees and a suitable place to live for several types of fauna and flora. We have clearly felt the economic benefits of mangrove forests, where fishery resources can also be sustainable, which has an impact on the production value of the creatures of fishermen in Tahura, Murah Rai area. Then secondly, it turns out that the mangrove fluid that we have here can be used for processed food, meals, and also several types of medicines. Besides that, with a clean and sustainable mangrove forest, the potential can also be developed into an ecotourism in the future. More or less, it is an economic value, which of course together we can manage well without reducing the sustainability of the mangrove forest itself. Disaster risk reduction by utilizing ecosystems is not new, but has long been abandoned. This nature-based disaster risk reduction has been defined because it provides multiple benefits, as stated by Saripa, a researcher from BREEAM. Disaster risk reduction by using ecosystems or in international platforms called nature-based solutions is not a new approach for Indonesia. It has been abandoned in the last 2 decades. IDS in GDPR 2022 is strongly emphasized and even has several spatial forums. Why is it important? Because there are two benefits not only for humans, but also for biodiversity, and also for disaster risk reduction itself. If we look at it from an economic point of view, by maintaining the ecosystem for disaster risk reduction, we can save $9 from each expenditure for the development of grey infrastructure, such as a triton. It is very profitable for the surrounding community with the mangroves. The economic benefits are not only from resources, but also by making ecotourism, as we see in this Tahura. So, the multi-benefits should be emphasized in disaster risk reduction. Disaster risk reduction should benefit all parties, not only reducing the number of people who are victims of disasters, but also economically. And this mangrove, as we see behind us, is an affirmation in Indonesia to continue. The existence of mangrove forests around Tahura area, Murah Rai, allows fishermen to catch fish every day, unlike fishermen who catch fish on the high seas. We have plenty of them catches. Whereas fishermen who have worked with casings and the high seas, it is seasonal. Usually in 1 year, it is only once at most. It has seasonability. While we who have mangroves, it doesn't stop. We can catch fish every day, and there's no season. Every day we can catch mangrove crabs, shrimp, and other species that is living and without operating crafts and catfish, and for the catch of the fishermen here. So, are there any rules applied to maintain the balance of nature? There is no limit to the number of fish we catch, but if the crab has a size, the size that can be caught is 250 grams, which is the lowest. Then, the other types. We have a size that fits our agreement, to inch nets that we use to catch other fish. If there are crabs that lay eggs and we also want to catch, we cannot take them and catch them. They must be released so that population deployment can be sustainable. Mangrove conservation is needed to maintain the sustainability of marine ecosystems. In addition, the existence of mangrove forests can be a tidal wave of seawater. According to Saripa, preserving the nature of the mangrove forest means preserving life. We are not just talking about the tsunami, we are also talking about abrasion and the cause. We have seen the reduction in coastline due to abrasion from the northern coast of Java, the loss of mangrove trees, the loss of wildlife, the loss of clean land, because the land has to retreat, because the seawater is eroding the land there. So strengthening the ecosystem services, such as the mangroves or disaster risk reduction, can help. For example, in the Thousand Islands, Jakarta, while improving the mangrove communities or in small islands, still having good living land and also having benefits for tourist activities. As I mentioned earlier, abrasion can be overcome while the economy continues. Thus, who is responsible for disaster conservation reduction? This is very drastic, yes. When we talk about responsibility, actually, ideally, it is a shared responsibility. And shared responsibility starts from the local level to the national and even global level. And that for success is synergism or in line, so they are not mutually exclusive or not interfering with each other. Ideally, what is the desire or potential that exists in the community is also in line with the provincial level policies and the national level. Don't let the community feel that this has strong benefits for them, but then suddenly there are policies that do not help strengthen their awareness. On the contrary, for example, the government has a policy to conserve, but the community also has reasons, for example, to use the area for the economy. So, it must be in line. As an implementary, as well as the chairman of the joint business group Segara Guna Global Tribe, Murah Rai, Bali, what is the help of Wayan Kona Antara? For the community, both upstream and downstream, let's work together on how to function waste and how we do not throw garbage coming clean, which will eventually end up in this mangrove forest. So that's what we hope. Let's take care of garbage together, each of us, so that the environment can be well maintained.